Well, hi everybody. I'm really, really excited about this little podcast where I'm going to be speaking to Phil Holmes, my new partner in crime, where we're both working very closely on, for us, a really, really exciting project, something we started many, many years ago. We've come back together and taking it much further. In fact, we're going to be doing, as you're probably aware, a two-day course. First time I've done a two-day course in years. We're going to co-teach and co-facilitate over the 2 days. We'll do that in the usual places, Dublin, Glasgow, London. And so what I thought we would do with this is Phil and I could have a blather about the course. In a sense, he can introduce himself to you and hopefully get your excitement up as well so that you're all wanting to attend. So, Phil, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Jack. It's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And, Phil, I think when I do these podcasts, I often begin by getting the person to declare their MindStore credentials. You've got special ones, but it kind of like when they first did a course, what they did and how that came about, and then we'll take it from there. Do you want to do a wee bit of that, just about your relationship with MindStore, first of all?
Sure. Well, I first came across MindStore, Jack, you know, in the early 90s, you know, wow, going way back, you know, when it was the blue folder days, right?
Yes,
you know, when we had,
yes.
So we're going way back in those days, and I came across MindStore, I guess, just a, you know, local advert, and I was, you know, early stages of my career, and I thought, well, this might be something that's kind of interesting. I'd always been intrigued by, you know, the ability of the mind and so on, and I thought, well, I'll go along and have a go at this. So I went to the first MindStore, you know, program, so early 90s, and then continued to do the repeater thing, you know, yeah, over the next number of years. Did all through all the MindStore advanced stuff, and spent a lot of time using the tools and techniques really effectively in my own life and in my own career.
Fantastic. And then you and I, we magically got together. Do I say a wee bit about that?
Sure. Well, it was, I guess, an interesting and fortuitous, I guess, piece of serendipity that, yep, you know, I, at the time I was doing some research, I was really fascinated by, let me say, the mind and how it works and the whole consciousness movement.
Yes.
And at the time I was working for a bank, and I was responsible for a long range of planning technique known as scenario planning,
yep,
for this banking group. And I was looking sort of long into the future, and one of the things I was really interested in was what they called the human consciousness movement. And we were tracking the mechanics of that. We were tracking really all of the data kind of underpinning that. And I was really fascinated by really what are people searching for, and then what happens if they find it, right? So how would it change the perspective on life and on business? Would it change, you know, what they did with their life, or how they engaged with organizations in terms of what they bought or what they didn't buy? And I was really fascinated by that. And I was so fascinated, I decided I was going to leave the bank and go on and do some doctoral research, do a PhD, really to explore that.
Yeah.
And in the early stages of that, I was looking for people who I thought had a good handle on the whole human consciousness movement. And you were one of those people. I'd been at the MindStore course.
Yeah.
I had a list of people who I was going to interview, and you were one of those people. And you may or may not recall this story, I'm sure you do, but I had phoned up your assistant at the time and said, look, you know, I'm doing this, you know, research. I'd like to, you know, maybe see if Jack would be interested in doing an interview. And we arranged a time to come and meet. We spent maybe, you know, I said maybe take an hour of your time, and you were gracious enough, you know, I think it was maybe about 3 hours later, we were still chatting, you know.
Yes,
and,
I remember it.
And we had a great conversation. And at the end of it, you know, I had decided I was going to leave the bank and just pursue this of doctoral research. And at the time, you know, you had said, well, what's your next steps of this? And I had explained, I was thinking just leaving the bank. I would, you know, I'd been using, yep, MindStore techniques and so on to try and, you know, get more of a handle on, you know, how my future would plan out, programming my future in terms of, you know, getting to be able to do the research full time and so on.
Yeah.
And at the end of the conversation, you know, I was explaining that, you know, my next steps, I was going to leave the bank. I was looking for some kind of sponsorship or something to be able to go off and do my research. And you happen to say, well, look, here's what's interesting. I'm looking for a new chief executive to run Mindstorm. And I had at that time, I had an MBA. I'd done, you know, a lot of sort of work in the bank and was used to running big, you know, divisions and programs and so on. So I ended up, you offered me the opportunity to do two things. One was to become chief executive of Mindstorm. But at the same time as that, to then further the research by, you know, working through, you know, the Mindstorm programs, working through with the Mindstorm audience, looking at all the research you were doing and so on, and sort of integrating those two things. So it was one of those great, you know, serendipitous moments that, you know, it only seems to work with Mindstorm members that, you know, things come along in your life. I'd only turned up to do an interview with you. I wasn't planning to become chief executive of Mindstorm. It's just the way things worked out. So, you know, I went in expecting just to have ask you a couple of questions, and I came out, you know, with a new full time, you know, a job as a chief executive and sponsorship for the research. So I guess it only works, Jack, right?
It does, aye. But I was really, I mean, for the listeners, I was overbowled by what you were doing, and especially because part of way back then, you know, we don't have this sort of legitimacy. You know, mindfulness is given to this, and to meditation and stuff. It was still perceived, you know, people doing yoga, people doing meditation, kind of weird, you know, and never mind the stuff we did. And what you were bringing to the party, as it were, there was this enthusiasm for, you know, collecting data and understanding it at a deeper level. And if you like, you know, to simplify, having a big left brain sort of view with it. But more importantly, not only bringing that, but actually understanding and knowing it worked. I mean, that sort of synchronicity was just amazing. And, you know, the opportunity for us both to work together and throw mad ideas around, that really excited me. And you did a wonderful job for me as the CEO, and I'm eternally grateful for that, especially through some of the challenging times we had, but and the guidance you gave. But I think that that work, which, you know, was so wonderful, then for all sorts of reasons, we let it go, and we went off in our lives in different directions for a while. But then out of the blue, we came back together. And I'm really, really, really excited about the fact that, you know, back then it was exciting, back then it was amazing, but here we are in a completely different world of smartphones and instant, you know, really instant communication, and more importantly, the legitimacy of this sort of notion of, you know, whole brain thinking and mindfulness and all that kind of stuff. It's really, really exciting, and a kind of openness to do things. I mean, I just, you know, even just this past week, I'm working in front of salespeople and people who work on cars, like the body shop and the engineers and the mechanics and stuff, and then admin workers. I've got them all in front of me, and they're wide open to what I'm teaching and wanting to meditate and get into the dynamic of meditation and the Mindstorm way and positivity and all that usual stuff. It's just so much easier now. But here we have an opportunity to do something, you know, take people on yet another journey. And I am so excited about that. It's just come right into my life at the right time, and I'm grateful for that. So, Phil, where did you... So we came back together about 6 months ago. Do you want to say something about that and what motivated you to do that?
Yeah, well, again, it's another interesting story. As I say, at the time, I'm just going to pick up on the point there. You know, when we started looking at the stuff and the program we'd done before, the Resonance Principle, you know, you were looking at doing new material, moving away from the you know, the House of the Red Roof and the House in the Right Bank and that type of program. We were looking at developing new material. We're looking at expanding Mindstorm. We're looking at building out, you know, new creative projects and so on. And we explored a number of different things in it. And it was so fascinating, and we had a great dynamic working together.
Yeah.
But the point you made was really critical. Whilst there was a huge number of people exploring this, you know, the whole, you know, what would now be known as of mindfulness and so on, in those days it wasn't quite as many, and particularly decision makers and organisations and so on were very almost fearful of that. And it's very hesitant. And, you know, when I started the research, it was the term we were using was spirit in business. You know, wasn't anything to do with authenticity or mindfulness or mindfulness in the workplace.
Yeah.
So we've come a long way in those things, in the same way as, you know, in those days it was also known as, you know, the internet was known as information superhighway, if you remember,
yes,
right?
Yes,
so,
yes.
So those, we've come a long way from that. We didn't have, say, smartphones weren't around. There was some basic, you know, cell phone technology. So the world wasn't quite ready for some of the stuff I think we were maybe trying to do.
Yeah.
And so at that time it meant it was more of a challenge. You know, you didn't have social media, you didn't have, you know, the ability to build up a following for the work you were trying to do. So it was easier just to then almost keep that running in parallel with some of the other projects which were more mainstream. You know, for me, I was working a lot on corporate strategy.
Yeah.
I was working a lot on corporate transformation.
Yeah.
And I loved doing that stuff too, you know.
Yeah.
I loved doing the mindfulness stuff and the living and working authentically. I love coaching people, but I love working on big corporate strategy. And I moved from, you know, retail banking to investment banking, and it took me from the UK to the US. And now, you know, during that time, we decided that we were going to move to Canada.
Yep.
And that was a kind of natural, you know, natural shed point for us that, you know, there wasn't a main store, you know, presence in North America.
Yeah.
I was off to do some corporate stuff here. So it was kind of just a parting of the ways.
Yeah.
But one of the things that had always fascinated me, and the thing that I had used often, was the main store wheel of life.
Yeah.
And for me, it was a critical tool in that it was the first time when I'd come across this in the early 90s that I thought, what a great way to look at your life.
Yeah.
What a great way to look at your life. And my expectation, you know, as I used it continually throughout the time, I wanted to kind of almost apply that in a business context.
Yeah.
And all through my time in working with strategy and working with companies on strategy, kind of my expectation was that it's at some point, somewhere, someone in the company would be able to sort of just roll out a big map and just say, look, this is how it all fits together.
Yeah.
And it's in the same way that the wheel of life does for your life.
Yeah.
But what I was looking to do at the time was to do really two things. As I went on my own journey, I was looking to do, say, two things. One, on the personal side, I wanted to take what was, you know, the wheel of life, but I wanted to go deeper with that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to, and it was one of the things that you and I had talked about in the early days. And it was, you know, we kept putting off and putting it off, but I think at the time was then appropriate, and I began to look at, so when we look at things like, you know, relationships, or you look at things like finances, or you look at things like your, you know, physical health or whatever, then it was great. The mindset wheel of life allowed you to put all of that as an aggregate,
mm-hmm.
right, and see how it all fitted together.
Yeah.
What I wanted to do was to drill down into that.
Yeah.
And it was very left brainy, right, but it was part of me, I think part of the, what I wanted to do was to balance the left brain and the right brain.
Yep.
So I wanted to say, well, if I'm looking at relationships, well, what does that mean? Because you have lots of different types of relationships, for example, some of which are great, some of which are not so great, some of which are really terrible, right? But you learn something from all of those. So, you know, I wanted to be able to take that idea of like a category like relationships and drill down deeper.
Yeah.
And when with work and so on, your career, there's certain things that you would love doing and certain things you don't love doing.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to drill down deeper on that. Same with physical health or same with finances.
Yeah.
I want to take it to another couple of layers of granularity
in
order to round out the picture. Because, you know, what I found on life as with business, you know, the devil's in the detail a lot of the time, right?
Yeah.
And if you can, you know, have the patience, a lot of people try to skim over stuff and it's they want to, you know, do these three things or take these two pills or, you know, the five things to success or the three things to, you know, happiness. And I've not found, for me, I don't find that life works in that way. It'd be great if it did, because everyone would be on a, you know, would be happy and joyful and fulfilled. So for me, what I felt I had to do was to take it to a couple of layers of granularity and become more questioning. So if I look at relationships, well, what relationships? So let's map those out and then look at, you know, if you take your you know, what would be in the Mindstool Wheel of Life, this sort of marriage partnership. But if you look at that, you go, yeah. What is that based on? What criteria is that based on?
Yeah.
Well, with your finances, you know, these are generic categories, but what if you could take those down to two or another three different layers?
Yeah.
And then I found once you get to that level, it satisfied my left brain side of that, that I could understand that there were very specific things, because not all of the things, you know, a lot of stuff was working, but where some of the stuff wasn't working, to try and keep it at a superficial level, it wasn't giving me the answers I was looking for. So I had to go down much the same way as a mechanic or anyone looking for any type of issue. If you've got a noise coming from the engine, you know, you're able to do the diagnostics that take you down much deeper. So I was looking for a tool that would help me to do that. And reality was that there wasn't a tool, so I built one.
Yeah.
I built, you know, based on the concept, sort of concept of Wheel of Life, but taking it, you know, what if you had the ability to take any of those segments and go down deeper into each one of those? And then, you know, if you could lay all that stuff out, will you be able to see your life in a much more granular way? And what you realize is really is two things. One, that a lot of things that you think might be broken are not in fact broken. There's maybe a small part of something which needs attention. And having the ability to look at that, I think, is phenomenally important.
Yeah.
It is so important that you're able to drill down and be specific. And what I did was I translated that from that kind of the concept of that. I was working away just on my own doing this, and then working with people who, initially, once I had that, you know, technique in the tool, then working with people who I would coach or mentor, both privately in private life and in a business context. And I was also then really keen to do the same thing on business. And what I was expecting to say when I went into a company was that someone would sort of roll out, you know, on the boardroom table, just roll out a kind of big map and say, this is how it all fits together.
Yeah.
And I never got that. In all the companies I worked with, I never got that.
No,
so, I built a tool that would allow me to do that. And what I was able to do was ultimately, you know, and I worked with some big companies, and at the end of the day, you know, in a billion-dollar corporation, you've got thousands of moving parts.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to do was to be able to get a good handle on 80 to 90% of those moving parts. In the same way as for my life, I wanted to get a really good handle on, you know, 90% of the moving parts in my life.
Yeah.
And be able to know exactly where I was at any given point in time. So having that, you know, granularity that would give me almost like a, you know, telemetry system that I could understand what the landscape was by laying it all out. I would also then understand, you know where I was in the landscape, almost like things as a GPS.
Yeah.
Then that's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
And I went off and built that. I built it, you know, for me personally, and then and began to use it on companies.
Yeah. Now, I think one of the great things about when you came back into my life and started talking about where you'd taken that stuff that we talked about all those years ago, it was really inspiring. But, I mean, over the, whatever, I don't know, 15, 18 years, whatever that space was, I was endlessly being approached by coaches and people who come to Mindstool courses with models of wheels of life and wheels of business. In fact, you know, I use a kind of wheel of business type approach to my own coaching. There's nothing particularly new in that, but and a lot of coaches are using, you know, some, you know, stuff like that around, you know, helping companies clarify or their individual clients, and that's fine, I mean, that's wonderful. But what you've done is you take this to a much, much broader, much, much deeper, and much more profound understanding. And the complexity of, and you use the phrase we were playing around with way back 15 or 18 years ago, however long it was. You know, spirit in business. I mean, you've captured a very, you know, you're talking about granularity and there's a big left brain sort of, you know, diving deep engineering type approach to this, which is fantastic and it's fully comprehensive. But there's also this underlying notion that we're both highly excited about and connected to, about there is a, you know, to use that word again, a spiritual thing or a soul type thing going on here. There's a much more profound thing that we're tuning into as well, and I think it's the willingness that we both had back then and certainly today to merge those two aspects of both our personalities and natures and experience to bring something truly unique to this, and that's what's really, really exciting me at the moment.
Yeah, and I'm super excited about it too, Jack. And yeah. I was just going to close off to answer your original question about how we kind of got back in touch again. That, you know, I was fortunate enough in that I was able to get a point in my career where I thought, you know, I'd really enjoyed working with all the companies I was working with.
Yeah.
And I'd moved in Canada, and I was moving to Toronto from Halifax. I'd spent, you know, maybe 8 or 9 years in Halifax and loved it there. But I was moving to Toronto, and I had a chance just to kind of reassess and think, well, what do I want to do when I get to Toronto?
Yeah.
And really what I wanted as I continued to, you know, explore my own journey was I thought, well, here's what I'm looking to do. I would like to, you know, work with people that I really enjoyed working with.
Yeah.
And as I got to a point where I thought, look, I don't, you know, very often it takes courage to just to let go of some of the old limiting beliefs and so on.
Yes.
And I had, you know, I'd worked very successfully with, you know, big corporations here in Canada. But I thought, I got to a point where I thought, you know, I love doing it. I love doing the work. But, you know, the coaching stuff I was doing, you know, was also equally as enjoyable.
Yeah.
But what I thought as I was moving forward, I thought, what do I want to do with my life? And I'd answered those questions fairly successfully to a point I was really happy with for a long time, and I'd been pursuing that. But the question then came for me about, so let's look at who do I want to work with? If I was looking, if I had a choice to then, you know, decide who did I want to work with in terms of, you know, teams or people, and I looked, you know, across my career, and I picked out, there was only really a handful of people who I really, really enjoyed working with.
Mm-hmm.
And you were one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, at the time we had some great times. We had some really good successes with Mindstore, and we'd been kind of keeping in contact on and off, but not closely. And I thought, well, you know, I've got the product that I was using very successfully. I'd been using it, and I thought, well, if I was going to do something with this, who are the people who I think I most enjoyed working with? And you were one of those.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, let me at least, you know, get back in contact with you.
Mm-hmm.
We got back in contact with each other, and then we just started, you know, having a laugh over Skype, you know, having conversations about life and, you know, where the world had taken us and so on.
Yeah.
You know, and then we started talking about, you know, products and different things in the future. And it was almost, Jack, as if that time, those 15 or 18 years, whatever it was, had just fallen away.
Yeah.
It was, and that to me is always a great sign of people you want to work with, right? In terms of finding a tribe or finding people that the time just had fallen away, and we just got picked up where we'd left off.
Yeah.
And that's really why we kind of got back in contact. I had something I was looking to take in a new direction. You had, you know, some other ideas of things you wanted to do, and we just thought, well, let's sit and have a conversation around this and see if there's a mutually beneficial agenda there that we could do stuff we really, really love doing, but also we could bring products and so on to people that really love the stuff that you would do, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it was really just a synergistic moment for us, I think.
Yeah, I mean, what really excited, the timing. Timing's awesome, it always is, but I think I was very, very ready to move on from Mindstore in terms of, you know, I'm really pleased and proud of what I've created and all those millions of, you know, 500,000 people, all that stuff and all the big companies and all the people I've met and worked with. I've been really privileged. I felt it was time to move on. And I've been there before. We took the house with the red roof and we kind of let that go. And then we moved on to the island and we did other things. I'm always evolving. And I made sure that every time people repeated, they got something new. But I was personally ready for something new. And it would still stretch me and push me to grow. And when this showed up, and when you showed up with this and let me see where you'd taken it, I was like, it just was phenomenal. And then immediately, as inevitably was the case, I started coming up with ideas, and there was all sorts of things that started to really just explode across my mind. Couldn't sleep one night for excitement. And, you know, and then you come over and we spent 2 weeks doing a wee bit of due diligence and meeting people and sort of bouncing around with it. And before we knew where we were, both committed to a partnership and taking this forward into the world. And I mean, for the listener, where we're at with this at the moment is that, you know, there's a big vision here, and part of that big vision would be to get this to, for me personally, and would be to get this to every single child in the planet. And I think if we all believe in 6 degrees of separation, I know a lot of really powerful people, it wouldn't presumably take too much to get to the kinds of people who might have the ability to take something like this and really make it available. And that's part of the trajectory, is to press those buttons to make that happen. But coming back to where we are at the moment is, I know from the endless work I'm doing in companies, never mind the fact you made it work in big organisations and big corporations, I can see a lot of my clients who could take this and really, really massively get that, you know, improve the business by having a bigger handle and a better handle, more clarity and more granularity, as you say, but with instant accessibility. So exciting for the one man band or the one woman band starting their business or running a, just someone like you often say, like someone who might be a driving instructor or a tennis coach, that they can use it and make it work. And so we've got this notion that we'll work with the big corporates, and we've got quite a few meetings with people set up in the next few weeks. But then get a smaller version for those small companies, and then ultimately get the version out there for the public. And the challenge for me is, because I love the Mindstone membership, I want them to have it right now, but we're not ready to give them it right now. And we want to give them a, it's absolutely fantastic. And it's fully functioning in a way that will just blow them away and give them complete, as you say, understanding of their entire life and all the moving parts all coming together. But what really, really it threw itself up was the possibility. By coincidence, I'd promised that sort of that I would come back to Glasgow and do something in November, and we did that last year with a rerun of The Island that was really successful. And I thought, well, I'll do something new. And then here you pop in, and we start exploring stuff. And we thought, well, why don't we give them a taste of it? Like, maybe there's this big cake with icing on it. Can we cut a wee corner of the icing off and let them get a taste of it and play with it? And I think what we've done is we've put together an amazing 2 days, marrying up the sort of perfect synergy between you and I, the sort of mix that we've got. You're coming at it from a really profound understanding and, you know, and tremendous experience, and you're wonderful at just articulating that, so that we can sense that, you know, we'll do the 9 to 5 thing, we'll be 4 sessions, and each of those sessions you and I you know, co-facilitating, co-teaching, more of you can maybe on at the beginning, and you're explaining stuff and diving deep and letting people like see some things. Then I would take them to more right brain, and I've already developed some really cool new exercises or meditations or guided imagery or whatever, but really getting and connecting. So there's that sense of, if we can take a, for want of a better word, it's not the right word but or phrase, but the left brain, dive deep, see the complexity, see the granularity, like you say, and then I say, okay, well, let's go and get in touch with that part of our intelligence that doesn't show up very often, but we know through Mindstore, when occasionally we get glimpses of it, when we program, you know, a taxi and it just appears, we program simple things like a parking space, and then we get the programming, the big things in our careers and our personal lives, and we all know, everybody in Mindstone knows it works. But what if we could actually tap into that thing that makes it work, take it much deeper, much more profound? And, you know, we're both aware that the time is right. We've married these things together, and the challenge is to get the Mindstone membership out there, and the family and friends and folks who are really interested in this stuff to come and really learn from this, because they will walk into the room and 2 days, you know, after 2 days, they're going to go out with extraordinarily powerful tools and techniques to change everything.
And Jack, I agree with that. If I look at, I'm just going to take a step back just to, you know, set up, you know, the program as yep. well. So we've yep. got maybe my perspective on it too. I think, you know, when I look at one, because what we've maybe not quite explained is that, you know, the product we're going to bring to the market in the near future, it is going to be an app based format. Yes. It's going to be an app that would allow you to really explore all different areas of your life.
Yeah.
And so that's going to come and it's going to be probably available early next year.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is setting up some of that, and And as I said, it's going to be available. It's going to be different sort of versions. There'll be a sort of corporate version, there'll be a kind of small business version, and there'll be a personal version.
Yes.
And if I explain how we got to that and then how it translates to the program.
Yep.
So for me, as I said earlier, I involved in big corporations, you know, if you've got $1 billion worth of revenue, and there's a lot of moving parts, right? And I was building something that would allow me to get a handle on, you know, 80 to 90% of those moving parts, the key things for me as an executive and on the senior executive team, on the leadership team. You're trying to keep a handle on all these, keep all these plates spinning.
Yeah.
And I needed something that would be simple enough that would allow me to get a great view of all of that. Now, we had lots of really, really complex reporting tools. We spent, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on reporting systems and software. But a lot of time you get so much data that it just kind of goes over your head, right? And you kind of, you know, you can get lost in it. So I wanted something that would be very simple, that would sit on top of that, that would allow me as a senior executive just to get a handle on this stuff, the key moving parts, and understand where the wheels were coming off, right? So that was the first thing. And I built the app around that, based on the kind of Wheel of Life concept, but really applying to business and allowing me to take that to multiple layers of granularity so I could drill down and understand, okay, this is the bit that needs my attention now.
Yeah.
And then have used the MindStore tools and techniques to then, you know, fix that particular issue.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, these things come and go. You fix one thing and then something else later on will come out of line. And if you can be successfully using the tools and techniques to sort those things, because that's what life is about. There's an ebb and flow.
Yes.
So, that was the kind of corporate side. On the other side, though, what was happening was I was building the same thing, you know, for my own life. And I kept, you know, one of the things I find in personal development is you get people who have got fantastic content. You've got really fantastic content. You can get a lot of, you know, great content. You go on the internet and you can, any particular subject, you'll get someone who's sort of specialized in that area. But the issue and the challenge I had, Jack, was that it was very silo-based.
Yes.
People who were really into, you know, very specific things to do with health or to do with fitness or to do with spirituality or to do with relationships, but there was no real way to join them all up.
Yeah.
And that was the issue for me. I wanted to consume a lot of that content and I wanted to develop my own thinking in that content.
Yeah.
But there was no real way to join all up. It was all fragmented. So what I was looking for was a system, like, say, you know, using that Wheel of Life kind of concept, but take that, simplify it, but then have the ability to go as deep as you wanted to go.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what I was really interested in building. So I was building that out. And what happened was I was working, and I happened to be, you know, I traveled quite a lot and happened to be in a hotel room, you know, one time, in a place in Canada.
Yeah.
I had all these, you know, I printed off all this various wheels and all the sub wheels and all the way it connected to get a hard copy. It all connects through the app, but I'd printed a hard copy of it all, and I laid it all out, and I started laying it out on the bed, and then there wasn't enough room, and I laid it out kind of on the floor. It was all the hard copy, and I got to a point where I'd got it to layers of granularity I thought were appropriate for me. And what suddenly struck me, I really had an aha moment, Jack, and the aha was that what I was looking at in essence was what others would call the illusion of life.
Yeah.
I was able to look across all this and thought, holy moly, this is all the bits of my life. These are all the plates, these are all the things I'm juggling, and I've got it all in one space.
Yeah.
I can see it all, I can drill down on, and I can understand, and I can, you know, I know, you know, if I take any particular topic, I can drill down on that and I can find people who are, if it's not me who's got the speciality, I can find people who have got speciality in that area.
Yeah.
And I can use their material, I can link it into the app and so on.
Yeah.
And I can get, for me, what is a huge step forward in evolution just in terms of understanding how it all connects.
Yeah.
Because the fragmentation is part of the issue, I think, that we have in a personal development sort of industry. Everyone's, you've got people who say do such fantastic work.
Yeah.
And with the internet and other things, it allows them to be so granular, they can take a very micro part of something
yep.
and become really specialized in it.
Yeah.
But how do you link it all up to everything else?
Yeah.
And keep it in all in one space? And that's what the app does. So for me, it solved that illusion of life question for me. I was able to lay it all out, and I say I had the hard copy of it in that at that time. But through the app, I'm able to do it electronically. I'm able to just, you know, tap on the category, and it'll take me down to the next level. And
yep.
I'm able to score that and answer questions on that. I'm able to do, you know, access video and audio or you know, PDF documents that I found were useful. And it'll become my own personal development library,
yeah.
all in one spot.
Yeah,
and for fantastic. Me, it's been such a great tool. It's a great tool when I use it in organizations, and it's a great tool when I use it in my own life. And I got to the point, as I say, where the question was, what do I want to do with it now? I'd built it for me, and I had, at the time, I had no real intention of it becoming a more of a publicly available thing. But when I showed it to people and I was working with people, the question I got more often, the most often was, well, how do I get this? Can I get this? And how do I get it?
Yeah.
And it seemed a shame then just to... For me to have it seemed almost selfish for me just to have it sitting on my iPad, and you know, and no one else getting the use of it.
Yeah.
So we use it in corporations. We use it in a different way in corporations. But what we want to do now is make it available as widely as we possibly can. So as you say, that's the big vision,
yeah.
is to have companies who can use it to simplify their decision making processes, to understand all the parts of the business, to connect the dots between those things and understand where the wheels are coming off, yep. much more easily.
Yeah.
And similarly for individuals in their own life, for them to build up their own library of things that are important to them, because not everyone's interested in the same stuff, Jack.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And if you're able to customize it in your own way, to have your own materials, you know, link in your own things that you think are important to you, to have that linked into the app, so you've got a go-to place. And not everyone, again, not everyone focuses on this 100% of the time, but when you do take that step back to plug into the app and see the things, remind yourself of where it is you are on your journey, remind yourself where you're trying to get to, that is of huge value. I found it of huge value personally.
Yeah, no, I think what's really exciting from, again, just coming at it late, I'm very privileged to have you share it with me, was... Well, there's two things. First of all, when you mentioned that aha moment in the bedroom in the hotel, and suddenly you realise you've got the illusion of life in front of you. I remember when you showed me, I've got this huge big sort of centre aisle thing in my, or island in my kitchen, and when you laid it out there, tiny little wheels, all part of a big, much bigger, huge big sheet of paper, and you could suddenly see and realise, oh my God, you have. That was awesome. Really, really, really exciting. But I think also, for me, most people are, you know, every day they're going to look at something on their smartphone or their iPad or their laptop or whatever. I mean, they might go to their favorite blog, they might go to Facebook, they might go to LinkedIn, whatever it is, any other social media platform. They might just check their emails. So, but I can see what people will be doing with this, because I want to do it with it. You know, I've been working with it. Is you just want to go and check it out and see where the growth is and where the things are, where the issues might be and how you might improve stuff. And because we're so solution-orientated and creative with MindStore, it doesn't matter what shows up as a challenge. There's this confidence because you've got a bigger picture in front of you that you'll be able to solve it. And as you've said repeatedly, that use the MindStore techniques as we know them and more advanced stuff to take us through to continue the growth. But I think it's the fact that it's in one place as an app. And as I say, I know lots of people talk about, oh yeah, I've got a sort of Wheel of Life type app, and people have showed me it, and people have got the wee thing they do with their coaching, and I respect that. But this is profound. It's a way, like an entirely different level of awareness. But at a higher level, so it spreads out above, it spreads out below, it spreads out wide. It's really awesome. And so
I think that the key thing here is not to get overwhelmed by the fact you have the potential to link it all up, you know, is people can take it at their own pace.
Exactly.
Right? There's a lot of stuff in there. And the modules, you know, they all link together, right? So it's like, if you're interested in, you know, the issue you have when you lay it all out, I just happen to be doing that for myself. That's where my journey had taken me.
Yeah.
But what I recognize is that there are so many different entry points into it.
Yeah.
So for some people, it might be, maybe a relationship that's gone wrong. For some people, it might be, I'm not doing the work I really want to be doing. So what do I really, really want to be doing? And how do I make steps in that direction? For other people, it might be to something to do with health. So at the end of the day, there are multiple entry points into it. It doesn't matter where you start. All of that is part of the illusion of life. So knowing that it all connects somewhere, I think is useful. Not everyone's going to take it to, the nth degree. No. I just happen to have done that for me. Yep. That's just part of my journey, where I am on my journey. But not everyone will be in that same place.
No.
But so even if you're not looking at it all in its entirety, you'll get there's such value in each of the segments individually.
Yeah.
Because you're taking it to different levels. You're getting getting information and insight that you're not going to get elsewhere.
Yeah.
And when what we've tried to do with all of that is to take some of that and then focus in the program that we're going to be running in November.
Yeah.
Right. So taking some of the subsets of that, relationships and work, the more common things that people are more interested in, yeah, at least out the gate. So we're going to look at relationships. You're going to look at work. You're going to look at the physical health and mental health. You're going to look at money. You're going to look at a range of things around that, and we're going to take what would be some of the elements of the app and show you how to drill down on that,
yeah,
and explore these things at a deeper level. And then you're going to come in and also apply these new fantastic exercises,
yeah,
that people are going to use to tap into the benevolence of the universe to help sort those things out. They're going to leave with a completely new tool bag,
yeah,
or a new tool set they can add into their tool bag, that they've already got from the other mind store things or other personal development tools.
Indeed.
Or techniques.
Indeed.
That they use.
Yeah.
So it's going to be complementary to all of that.
Yeah.
So there's real value in coming along and exploring each one of those individually. I think people, when they come, they will leave with a huge step forward in their evolution. They'll understand things in a much clearer way and ways they didn't understand them before.
Yeah, no, and just to go back for a moment and recap, I think that you're right. There's so many entry points into this for people specifically, personally to them. And even just this morning, walking my dog, walking through the orchard, I meet the farmer. The farmer could be using it for his entire production of all those apples and pears and all the rest of it, and all the staff picking it and so on and so forth. And then I go across the road and I go into the sports ground, and there I'm beside one of the great tennis schools of England. And, you realise that the people running those tennis classes and stuff, they could be using it as well. And before you know where you are, you realise, God, everybody can come into this, whatever they want to come in and make it work for them, which is so amazing. But you're right. We've looked at what are the key things that people tend to want help with or want to explore. And you've the health thing, the money thing, the flow of finances in their life, open that up, make it happen, and so on. So yeah, but I think we've got seven key areas. The seventh thing with Mind Store, the eighth thing. So there'll be an introductory session, and then there'll be seven critical, typical 1.5 hour sessions. You'll do roughly 45 minutes. I'll do 45 minutes. It'll be a kind of co-teaching, co-facilitation. People will be able to participate. They'll be able to do some co-coaching amongst themselves in the model. People have been to some courses with me. You know how that works, and it's really enjoyable. Meet lots of different people traveling through the 2 days. Get quite excited about that. There'll be a lot of journaling. So they're really, really leaving with clarity. But I'm excited because you've stretched me to create really amazing new exercises, and I'm really excited about that and sharing that with people and having the balance of working with you. I know a lot of people are excited who did the resonance principle with you when we did that when you were here a way back, and they're looking forward to seeing you again and hooking up because they really enjoyed that process. So they some of them know your style already. They're quite excited about that, obviously, and I'm really excited about us co-working again. So the thing is, for the listener here, I'm obviously teaching all sorts of courses and lots of interventions with all sorts of levels with companies and so on. But I genuinely believe that you're really, really, really going to enjoy this. You are going to leave empowered, to use classic words. You're going to have real clarity and a lot of fun and meet amazing people. And it would be helpful if you felt you could share this with friends and family so they could come. Because although there's a lot of advanced stuff there, the audiences, as I said, are now open. I can get people across a bridge very quickly to go into advanced areas, and so your best friend or your son or daughter, whoever, who maybe or someone who's into some other form of personal development, they're certainly going to enjoy themselves. So don't be shy and let newbies to Mindstore come along as well. Phil, just to kind of wind up, is there anything else you'd like to say to the listener to encourage them to consider coming along?
Well, I would just encourage you to come along. I mean, I think that, you know, you're going to get a lot from it, Jack. Yeah. I think anyone, and a lot of the material and so on that we're sharing now has been part of, you know, me developing my own journey, you developing your own journey.
Yeah.
And the intent is to make the material, you know, as relatable as possible for people. Because a lot of time, you know, you get concepts, and whilst they may be, you know, accurate depending on your perspective, sometimes they're not always easy to engage in. So what we've tried to do is make the material really easy to engage in, make it really relevant to people, and make it really relatable in that, you know, it doesn't really matter where you are on your journey, that you're going to get something from this, right? And in the same ways, you know, Mindstore in the early days for me was such a catalyst for me in my own journey, right? And I think this, you know, coming back all these years later with these and all the stuff you've done throughout the years, Jack, I think people have had huge value from that. Yeah. This is, I think, you know, another example of that people will, this will be a catalyst for people to go on and, you know, do great things with their life.
Yeah.
And it'll be a catalyst for people who don't want to do great things with life, but they just want their life to be that bit, you know, better.
Yeah.
Things they'll understand. I think the people will leave, you know, happier and more contented. They'll have an understanding and a perspective that they wouldn't have had before.
Yeah.
And perspective, you know, your perspective in terms of is really your vantage point.
Yeah.
And that drives your perception, which drives your beliefs, which drives ultimately your thoughts and your words and your actions.
Yeah.
And thoughts are the first stage of creation. Yeah. It's the first level of creation is what you think.
Yeah.
And if you can understand how you think, if you understand, you know, and can, if you can improve or adjust what you think about and how you think about it, how you see that, then that translates into the words that you speak, which is the second level of creation,
and then onto
the actions you take, which is the third level of creation. And when you marry, you know, those, you know, thoughts with the words, with the actions, then that's what makes you more evolved in terms of your behavior.
Yeah.
And that's what people are looking for. People are not looking to have, you know, huge corporations you know, become rock stars or whatever. Most people are just looking to get a really good handle on their life as it is. Yeah. Most people like the life that they've got.
Yep.
So they just want it to be, they don't even necessarily want it to be all on the upside. You know, challenges can be good too.
Yep.
You know, challenges, problems never come empty handed. They always come with a gift.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
If you can see it in that way. But what people are looking to is to probably even out the ebbs and flows. They don't need the huge big, you know, dramas here and, you know, and the big peaks and troughs. If you can mellow those out, so you get a much better handle. If you can begin to master those, you know, individual circumstances or events, the things that, you know, if you can recognize things keep repeating in your life and not have tools and techniques that allow you to see those for what they are and improve on them. So that's what we're hoping people will move and come away from with the course from. They will certainly have a new toolkit. They will certainly have a new way of looking at the world and at their life, and they'll have ways in which they can solve all of the things that they currently have as challenges.
Yeah.
They will have a good toolkit to give them the best opportunity to engage with those in a much more mindful way, which will have a much less impact and much less drama in their life. I think that's really ultimately what people are looking for. They're looking to live their life in a ways in which they can, you know, have great personal growth, maybe some spiritual growth, but have a good time along the way. And I think they'll get all of that as a result of coming to the course.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, if the listeners could just imagine, way back when I started out, you know, and I had that first course of four people, you know, and I was just so excited because I was going to be able to share this stuff with people and they could then use it to change their life. And then beyond that, before I knew it, you know, we did the 500,000 and all that kind of stuff of people around the world. But I get the same excitement about this, about we're stepping into another wonderful move forward. It's another evolution, the Evolution Programme. So listen, guys, make sure you seriously consider this. If, you know, but don't be sort of like, well, I can't do Dublin because that's where I know. You know, get to Glasgow. Get from Glasgow to Dublin. Get from London, whatever. Get to whatever course is available in your diary. Don't miss it. This is going to be extraordinary. And I'm looking forward to sharing the platform with Phil. And I really hope to see you there. Glasgow, Dublin, London. Let's go for it. Catch you all again soon. Cheers now. Bye-bye.